I brought you to the place, and I brought you upon a pathway which is narrow, and a pathway which will get narrower still. I have brought you upon a highway, the highway of holiness. And I'm speaking unto you, into your lives and into your hearts, that you come to that place of understanding, you come to that place of knowledge, you come to that place where you attain the revelation of who you are in my sight. To the world, you are nobody. But to me, you are precious in my sight. But I'm calling you to walk in a closer and into a narrower footpath. It will be so narrow that you'll only take one step at a time. You will not be able to run, but you will be able to walk and know that I walk with you. You'll be able to know my presence in a real and a living way, in a way that you've only ever thought possible for the few. Not knowing, it's not for the few, it's for the multitude. I have placed my anointing upon your lives. I have placed callings in your life which you have never taken up. You have stepped back. You have stepped to the side. You have made excuses, and you tried to give me reasons for why you've never did the things I called you and anointed you to do. There is an anointing in each and every one of your lives to walk that narrow way, to walk that way of holiness, to walk in a way of sanctification. You have cried out to me. You cried out to me for a move of my spirit. But how many times have I cried out to you to come closer to me? To stop your own backsliding. You know that I know your hearts. And you know there are things in your lives that have kept you at a distance. Even though you've been sincere, even though you have put on a show, you know in your hearts that your heart is not on fire like it used to be. You know that there are areas in your life that you yourselves have grown cold. And you've had an earnestness to pray for others, but now you have to admit that there's a coldness in your own hearts. That there is areas and things that need to be dealt with in your lives. If you could grasp the knowledge and the reality of eternity, and realize I do not want you to come to that place where you're in my presence for eternity, but have a knowledge and awareness that you failed and you missed out on things that I called you to do. For they will stay and haunt you forever. Even though you'll be in my presence, you will know a loss. I take all of your inabilities, I take all of your frailties, and I have said, I have given you my word and my Holy Spirit to be in your lives, and I told you, just come and take hold of everything I've made available for you. Eternity is forever. Your life on this earth is like grass. It's a fleeting moment. But I want you to live your life in this earth in its fullness, in its breadth, in its depth, in its height, to know that my hand is upon your life. There is a great work. There is a mighty work. And you cannot afford to take any steps backwards. But I'm calling you again to come to that place where you draw ever closer into my heart, so that you can have in your life my will, my plans, and my purposes. You know, hands have been laid upon you in times past. The word of prophecy have been spoken over your lives, but you've yet to see those prophecies fulfilled. You've yet to see that everything that I've spoken over your life. And the reason is, you took a step back. And you took another step back. And there's times when you've even forgotten those things which I spoke to you. But I want to tell you tonight, I will not and I have not given up. And I ask unto you, do not take another step back tonight, but take a step forward and come again and with freshness, and come again with vitality, and come again with sincerity, and come again with a humbleness and say, Lord, let me take up that call again that you placed upon my life. Because in that calling, you will know my anointing and you will know my presence. Says the Lord. Thank you.